My tights are ripped and I'll have a hell of a bruise, but it's not bleeding much. I suppose it could be worse. Then I see that the feline responsible for my early morning acrobatics is holding a piece of heavyweight cardstock with gold foil between her tiny, pointed teeth, and my positivity plummets. It could have waited until later, Oliver, I grumble, giving her a pet while she deposits the invitation in my lap. Frankly, it could have waited until never. She meows again, butting her forehead into my arm before bounding off. A silent buck up, buttercup. She disappears around the corner with a swish of her orange tail, off to do whatever it is she does during the day. I look at the envelope in my lap. 25 years and my mom hasn't changed the design once. When I was a little girl, I would hide in the entryway of her office and watch her slowly write each name. I used to think her care and attention to detail meant she wanted it to be special. Now I know she just likes the performance. I trace over my name, Harriet York. Not a lick of personalization or a single indication that the woman who addressed this card is the same woman who raised me. It's the same invitation my father's accountant gets, as well as the rest of the guest list for the annual York Family Christmas Gala. The envelope arrives every year on December 1st like clockwork, my mother's commitment to tradition and etiquette unmatched. I place it in my bag, taking care not to bend the cardstock. As much as I wish it didn't, it matters to me that I received an invitation. It means I'm still considered part of the family, despite how strained our relationship has become. I haul myself off the sidewalk, untwist the wayward garland from my leg, and collect the bags that landed in the bush next to my railing. I always have my decorations up by the time my mother's invitation arrives, my own little tradition for my favorite time of the year. I spent the weekend digging everything out of my attic and arranging it in appropriate piles. Not that it matters now. The garland artfully looped around my banister is hanging limp. The giant poinsettia I spent 26 minutes adjusting just so is missing a petal. I fix the edge of the oversized flower so the brand new bare spot is hidden. There, I say, good as new. My Aunt Matilda used to tell me there are few things that can't be solved with a shift in perspective and some shiny new trinkets. I've applied that to my own life by buying obnoxiously oversized Christmas decorations. I try to find the silver lining, and when all else fails, there's always a blueberry Danish from the tiny bakery down the street to chase the bad mood away. I don't like focusing on the bad. I never have. So, I don't.
Okay there, Harry.
A shadow falls over the short wooden fence that circles my property. Daryl, the postman assigned to our block, is doing his best to peer over the top of the boxes stacked in his arms. All good, Daryl. I limp over and meet him at the fence, taking the top package off his massive stack. He grins in relief, his thick mustache hiding most of his mouth, but not the deep smile lines by his eyes.
How'd you know that was about to fall?
Probably because you can't see around it. The tower in his hands wobbles precariously, the bag over his shoulder bulging. I frown at it. Holiday rush? So soon?
Nah, I'm just correcting some misdirected mail.
He turns to look over his shoulder.
I don't know how I keep getting mixed up.
He's been getting mixed up for the duration of his career, delivering the wrong packages to the wrong people for well over 20 years. I don't know why a man with no sense of direction decided to become a postman. I spare a quick look at the package in my hands, then turn him toward the green sign on the corner. You're on the wrong street. This label says it needs to get to Morris Street. You're on Murray. He squints at the letters on the paper, an astonished huh caught in the back of his throat.
Can't believe I didn't notice that.
Neither can I, considering he made the same mistake last week. Most of us spend our Sundays sorting out who got what and where it's supposed to be. Last week, there were so many mismatched packages, we didn't.